Every block of stone has a statue inside it, and it is the task of the sculptor to discover it. I didn't understand those words at first, what it truly meant to feel your hand sculpt and mold me into your ideal statue, the true definition of poise and grace. Yet a perverse sense of confidence I never thought possible. Learning expression with only one's body was a liberating and enlightening experience I wish I had experienced sooner. The scene was much different than previously used. I recall almost falling a few times before the surprise was evident. A throne, fit for a queen, and decorated elaborately with crimson-colored ropes. Upon my throne, a wand, capable of shaking a being to their very core. Before I was allowed to take my seat upon the throne, though, I needed the proper attire. My eyes lingered heavily upon the crimson cord in your hand. I could feel my form trembling with excitement as you laid the foundation upon my neck. The slow pulling sensation of the cord across my chest, knots sprawled all over my chest and abdomen, like buttons on a dress shirt as you go lower and lower. The happy knot, as you refer to it, tucked perfectly between my legs, the soft cord dragging across my thighs and pelvis slowly, pulling underneath and securing my dress in place. With but a simple pull, I swallowed hard in anticipation of your craft. The way your hand slowly traveled down my back, body pressing into me as you pulled the rope under my arms and between each of the knots you made. The sudden tug on the cord, taking with it my breath each time. The diamond-shaped rope embroidered on my chest like an emblem of power, my core burning with desire as I watched. I watched as your fingertips groped my pelvis, the cord trailing slowly behind as the last set of knots were formed. The cord pulled slowly away from my nether region and back up behind my hips, your hands resting above my tailbone. With a sudden tug, the cord constricts around me, hugging me firmly as you secured my dress in place. I let out an exasperated gasp. The crimson cord, now adorned and affixed in place, your head in the crook of my neck, as you looked into the mirror of your handiwork. My eyes were drawn to the contour of the rope as it wrapped around me. Now I looked the part I was meant to play. Now was the long-awaited moment, though. My throne. You lead me over, helped me sit down, and nestle my crotch against the bulb of the wand. The thrumming of my heartbeat drowning out any instructions as you were giving me in that moment. You begin to fasten me to the throne, the way your fingers wrapped around my ankles, affectionate and tender, as the throne's legs were intertwined with mine, bound in a seemingly endless loop of rope and knots as you ensured no one could dethrone. You pull my head up abruptly, shoulders back, chest out in presentation for you before merging my spine with the backrest. A work of art, if I do say so myself. A masterpiece is what you called me. I remember that gaze of self-satisfaction as you moved me close and powered the wand. My body instinctively pressed against that pulsation, the beat playing against my pelvis and into my loins. The delicious sounds I made that day resonate within the walls itself, like ridges on a record. Oh, that sly, smug look on your face as you listened to my desperate, whiny voice calling out for your attention, craving your touch, watching me writhe and squirm upon my throne before you. You poured yourself a drink, sat down in front of me, and kept me company. So close, and yet just out of reach from me. Your eyes were glued to me, captivated by the artwork you created. Your appreciation turned into lust, standing up and disappearing out of sight behind me. Your soft hands caressing my chest, slowly cascading upwards, gripping my throat possessively. Just as it got hard to breathe, my hips grinding into the wand, you let the air enter my lungs as I took deep gasps of air. We both knew who was in charge of this fantasy. Your hands dancing across my ribcage, your nails marking my flesh with your branding, my breathing catching in my throat as you reached up once more, the rhythm of the wand rising, deepening the sensation against my pelvis, my muscles contracting against it instinctively, burning hearth in my core, a similar and comforting sensation building rapidly, grinding and rolling my hips in rhythmic unison as I cried out wantonly. I begged you to let me come, to end this facade and give in to my desire. You listened at first, hearing the desperation and plead as I began to unravel. My mind began to blank, the fog of lust lingering as you pushed me to my breaking point. I could feel my mind bending like a branch under pressure, the creaking and unfurrowing of my very being as more and more pressure begins to build. My legs are jelly, the immense pleasure causing my legs to constrict. Every muscle went taut. My screams of ecstasy rang out with orgasm after orgasm, a never-ending loop of pleasure and stimulation as I'm helpless to your demands. After having caught my breath, you released my restraints. The bruising and burns around my extremities acted the branding of my pleasure to remind me every time I see them what that night meant. It meant to be treated as royalty.